like, if you're even like a boyfriend and girlfriend, like, and you're thinking about stuff, like, you should just end the relationship.
Take a trip inside the teenage mind.
It's like they have a mute button for my voice.
Ugh, so unfair.
Come on, let's hear what they have to say.
Wait, is anybody listening?
Okay.
Let's get to know our guests.
So I'm here with Kirsten.
Hello.
I'm Jazzy's bestie, one of the three amigos. Oh, thanks, with the glitter water.
There's glitter all over.
So much glitter. Anyway, so you guys have known each other since...
Sixth grade? Yeah. I lived in Mira Mesa in elementary, and also Vegas. I switched in between.
You started off in Vegas?
Yes. I think I went, like, first, third, and then fourth to fifth in Mira Mesa.
And when you were in Vegas, you just lived with your mom or what?
No, that's when I was, I shared custody with my dad and my mom. Yeah.
And so... Your dad still lives in Vegas?
Yes. Yeah.
Does he have any other kids?
He does not. Mm-mm. Doesn't even, like, date anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, go out there.
Yeah, right? So then you came out here because your mom met Josh?
Yeah. So Josh would commute to Vegas because that's where they would meet. And so he'd come there, and then they decided that they were going to be together. So then we moved out here. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they got married. How old were you?
I was, I think, 10.
So then how old were you when they had Lulu?
They got married and then they had her like right away. Because she's 6 right now.
But you're almost 18, honestly. Yeah. You're so close to 18.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't even seem real.
I
know. Hey kiddo, you're not alone. We yeah, got you.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Mama D.
This is Adult Teen.
Can we talk to you for a minute?
So now that we've gotten to know Kirsten a little bit, she's going to walk us through a major life change in her teenage years from a teen perspective, divorce.
I think it's been almost 2 years, I'm pretty sure.
But they seem like they're getting along a lot
no,
better now.
No, they are. Josh actually came to pick up Lulu today, and Omar and Izzy were over. She asked Josh if he wanted to, like, step in, and then they were all just playing with each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was nice.
It takes a while to get there, though.
It does, yeah.
So take us through the divorce.
Well, I remember my mom always telling me, like, you know, she wasn't very happy, and then one day she kind of... She told me first before anyone else. She went to her therapist with Josh that night. But she told me before anyone else that she cheated on him. And that was very hard on me. Because I was like, what, 15? Like, I didn't know how to handle that, you know? And her therapist even told me, like, she's got to stop telling me her problems. Because, like, I'm not supposed to, you know? Handle all that.
Right.
And so they went to therapy that night, and then they just talked about it, I guess, and then they came home, and then they were kind of just like, we're getting a divorce, I guess. But I remember that being like traumatizing.
Yeah,
that whole day.
Like, what were the thoughts that were running through your head, do you think?
I was very mad at my mom that she did that. Like, I've never understood why people, like, cheated, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just, if you know that you're not, like, there, fully, and you're wanting to explore others, like, I feel like you should definitely, like, if you're even, like, a boyfriend and girlfriend, like, and you're thinking about stuff, like, you should just end the relationship and, you know.
Say something is what you're saying.
Say something. Exactly.
It happens.
Yeah.
Because your mom kind of, like, knew.
She knew she wasn't, like, she would stop loving him, obviously. And so I just didn't get that, and I was very mad at her. I just felt so bad for Josh because he has been nothing but, like, supportive, helpful toward, like, with me and Lulu and my mom. Like, he helped her a lot.
Yeah.
So I just didn't get why my mom did that to him.
But I know that there was, like, no romance in their relationship for a really long time. Like, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, that's so sad. You're only, like, 30-something, you know?
Yeah.
And that was what was, you know, like, traumatizing her mentally, you know?
And then also, maybe a year before the, like, the actual divorce, we were in Indiana, and I, like, had her phone for some reason. And I saw she was, like, texting another guy and, like,
this was
all
before the divorce. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And I just ran into my mom and I was like, what is this? Like,
and this wasn't the guy that she cheated with, because the first guy she's never
seen that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was like, I think she had dated him around the same time as Josh or something. She met him around that same time.
And
they were like just flirting on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I remember because she told me about that and I was like, girl.
Yeah. I was like, even if it's not, you know, cheating.
Right.
Technically. Still is like something that you're like not mentally. Telling them because yeah. you don't want to tell them because it's bad, like,
right,
you know,
true,
but yeah. So at that point, I was like, okay, what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. But then it started like getting worse because like they would start like fight more, or my mm-hmm. mom would start like yelling, but Josh mm-hmm. would just be like quiet because that's him,
yeah. It's hard because you know, he didn't grow up with like a lot of affection and stuff like that,
yeah.
Have. So I know, like, that was hard for your mom, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that probably, like, he was not very emotional either, which probably was, you know, like, when you get pissed off and, like, the other person just super calm, sometimes it makes you
yeah,
more
Yeah, makes you more, yeah, for sure. That's what she was, that's what she did not like at all, is that because he wouldn't argue with her, like, talk, like, to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She'd get more angry, so.
Yeah.
I see that, but.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely two sides to it, obviously. Like, yeah. You know, she didn't have to go do that necessarily. And I think, you know, she did it because she wanted to end the relationship.
Yeah, I just... Unfortunately. That's why it was also mad at her. I was like, I knew she wanted to end it. Like, I just, like,
yeah.
up to that ending point, like, I just knew, like, it was going to end soon.
Mm-hmm.
But then that just... triggered it, and I'm like, you could have just like simply said like, I want a divorce, you know?
Right.
She didn't need to go sleep with someone else, and that hurt him more that she slept with him, like another guy.
She didn't want him to like have an option to say like, you know,
yeah,
I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And I know that that wasn't like right, but like in her mind at the time, like she just felt like that was her out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. Like, yeah. You know, I mean, it's hard to, like, say something. Because, like, I'm sure she loves him. It's not like, you know, she didn't love him. She would say that like, she wasn't in love with him, you know?
Yeah.
I think she, for like, sure. has love for him.
But you know not I mean? In, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think, you know, like, she didn't want to hurt him. But then she kind of, like, hurt him more.
More. Yeah. Yeah. She
and
tried.
Hurt you
but
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I remember just not wanting to talk to anyone for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. And, like, being really upset about her, like, having, like, boyfriends or, like, guy friends or whatever.
Because
yes. she kind of went yeah. out, like a teenager again or, like,
yeah,
a young...
Yeah, I was
like
basically
young...
the mom. That was truly hard, too, because mm-hmm. it wasn't even, like, a year after. It was, like, 3 months. And, like, it'd be every single night. And, like, seeing that, like, I was like, whoa. Like, you
yeah,
know.
I know. It was hard. But she's settled down now.
Yeah.
She's in school. She's going to nursing school.
Yeah,
she's
a lot better.
She's got a boyfriend that's stable. Do you like him?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
That's
but
too bad.
It's okay. I have to get used to him because.
I mean, is he nice to her?
Yeah.
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 What do you not like about him?
Well, at first, they were kind of just like hookup buddies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When they started like talking like a little bit more. He had a girlfriend of, like, a year,
mm-hmm.
and she had no idea, like, she had, like, you know. But she
had
she
had
kinda,
a girlfriend, like, while they were dating or whatever? Or?
Not, like, dating, but they were still, like...
Were, like, seeing each other
yeah.
or whatever? They were hooking up, and he had, like, a girl that he was telling that he wasn't hooking up with anybody else.
Yeah, and so, like, just this constant relationship, she thinks, like, that he's doing the same thing to her that he was to the other girl.
Mm.
So, she just, like, gets in her mind so much. And, like, she yeah. literally talks about him every single day yeah. to me.
Mm-hmm.
And says, like, you know, just basically says, like, bad things that she thinks, you know.
Like, the things that are going on in her head.
Yeah. Like, what if he's, and then, like, she's just, yeah. I've never seen her like this, but it's probably because she is in love, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, because I don't know if your mom's, like, really been in love before.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think so.
Because, like, I mean, with your dad, it was kind of like...
No, that was
they
just
would
one-night
stand. One-night stand.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then, like, I don't know. I guess Josh was, like, her really only, like...
Yeah. Main. She was with Mark, the one. That's my right. dad's best friend.
Yes, that's right.
For, I don't know. I think it was, like, a pretty good time. Like, mm-hmm. pretty good amount.
You but, don't think she was in love with Mark?
Mm-mm.
No.
He's low, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like a committed relationship.
Yeah,
like
I don't think so. Trying to have I think my biggest thing now is that they don't, like, live together, so, like, she's always constantly at Omar's when right. I'm, like, at home. Yeah. And then she'll leave me. Well, she'll leave me all weekend, but, like, I'm out with my friends, so I don't really care. But it's weekdays that, like, does matter because I'm, like, okay, like, I just don't like being home alone, like, at right. all. So I've voiced this with her many, many times. I'm, like, I don't like being home on weekdays. But home alone.
Yeah.
But on weekends, like, I get it. Like, go for it, you know?
Right.
But she's,
but they
like...
don't want to move in together?
She does. It's, like, him, like... I don't know. I have no idea. He has no, like, motivation because, like, it's not affecting him. It's affecting, like, me and my mom, though. But
right.
he doesn't get that because it's, he has no motivation, so...
Right.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. He maybe doesn't even know that you feel like that.
No, he does. Because my mom voices it with him, too. Mm-hmm. She's definitely very communicative in this mm-hmm. relationship. But
well, that's good.
She's voiced it before.
I know she's learned things about relationships from
yeah.
her past one.
I was very, very down at the beginning. Like, for so 5 months. I don't know. Like, I just did not want to talk to anyone. I did not want to hang out with them. Yeah. Like, my friends. I didn't want to do anything. But I think after we moved, I realized, like, okay.
Kirsten was finally feeling stable, but it took her some time. Then Kirsten tells us how her friends, the three amigos, came in clutch in her time of need.
Yeah. They definitely forced me out of my house, and I literally would be like, no. But no. I think that definitely helped, for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Just, like, knowing that someone, like, you know, is there for you is nice. So, yeah. I thank them to this day for it.
And Josh is still trying to be involved with you?
For, yeah. That's we, like, good. Went to dinners, yeah, and good. Then whenever he comes over, we just hang out a little bit. So, yeah, it's nice.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you shared with me, and, like, I'm glad you and your mom are getting along more, and, like,
shared. Yeah, it's definitely been so much better, and I am so happy.
But definitely took a long time.
Definitely did, but, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad, I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot going through that, too, so.
Yeah.
It came out, you know.
Yeah, what do you, like, tell me some of the things you learned.
Well... Now I can tell you I'm not as sad.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, even when, and like, then, things still, happen.
Yeah,
like, that's good. I feel like I'm not, like, you know, that, like...
You learned that you were capable of, like, bouncing back and, yes, like, controlling your uh-huh. emotions a little
even
bit.
Even if I'm sad for, like, a day, I forget about it. I'm like, okay, let's go. Yeah.
Like, so, there's other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not the end of the world.
Right.
Like, you know.
That's good.
Things happen for that really helped me, too. Things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely believe in that. So I think, you know, everything has its way, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. And the more you, like, kind of go with the flow like that, mm-hmm. you know, in your life.
Definitely going with the flow.
The less you'll feel stressed and, like, the happier mm-hmm. you'll be, honestly. Like, you can't control always what happens to you, but you can always control the way you react to it.
Exactly.
That's your only control you have.
Yeah.
And then did you go to counseling for a little bit?
I did. I only went for, like, 2 months. I didn't really like the guy. Yeah, going to therapy helped. Sometimes I even wrote down my, like, emotions.
Good.
So, that kind of... I think I've had a habit of that. But I do remember right before my mom and Josh got together, I had a journal. Like, mm-hmm. I'd write everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was writing out about how much, like, I didn't like Josh at that point because before anything, because he was, like, taking away my mom. I was, like, what?
Eight or something.
Yeah, I was, like, writing down, like, and then they found the true one thing.
No.
And so he mocks me to this day. He was, like, you didn't like me. And I was, like, yeah, so. But it was nothing. But, yeah, whenever I'm just, like, overwhelmed with anything, I'm just, like, okay, I just need to, like, get it out, you know?
Yeah. What are you thinking about doing?
Like, while we're inside the house,
where you're,
I really want to find out what I want to do in life. Like, that's one thing I, like, I was just thinking about it today. I think I just really want to buckle down and, like, look at all the options. I know, like, half of what's out there.